Dean Robb, today's question comes from Rodney, who was interested in the creative process in a very general way. He realizes that you can't generalize about every single composer on the earth, but he wonders how a composer's creative process might be applicable to other areas of life, inventing things or creative problem solving at anybody's occupation. Just an astounding question.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I really like with this question that he specifically said composers, because so often people say, what about musicians? And it's a different thing if you're a performer. So let's really just focus on the composers. I went to Peter Webster, Dr. Peter Webster, who is a researcher in our music teaching and learning division and is considered really one of the foremost experts in researching creativity in musicians. It was fascinating talking with him. Yet it really comes down to so many things. They are transferable. Composing at one level is problem solving. I mean, you're presented with problems of the limitations of the range of the instruments, of the length of the piece, of harmony, all these different things that you have to work within, so you're solving problems to get your point across. It's also really a process of divergent thinking where the sky's the limit, and then bringing that back. Because some people are good at one, and they can't bring it back to really convergent thinking, which brings it back all together. The composer has to do both, starting with a blank slate, going everywhere, but eventually having to bring it back to something concrete for whatever instruments they are absolutely writing for. So in this way, it really is a skill that could be moved to other areas, because that's a common skill. But all of these depend on having the skill and the technical ability in whatever field you're working in. So that's maybe a limitation. You have to be a good composer and utilize these. You have to understand the basics, the instruments you're working for, harmonies, things like that. So to transfer it, let's say to finance, you might have to understand the same fundamental principles of whatever discipline, but then it's pretty transferable. And so it really does bring all of these things together.
One thinks about, was Beethoven a great accountant? I think not, from what his housekeepers tell us.
Yeah.
But not all composers are super organized, even though they may be geniuses. Schubert did scrawl some of his tunes on napkins.
Mm-hmm, right.
Beethoven did strike out dozens of versions of the Ode to Joy theme, mm-hmm, until he got to the one that worked. But this idea of divergent thinking and brainstorming is absolutely fascinating.
The other part of this that really comes into play is the idea of risk-taking within the creative process, but then the hard work to actually make it happen. A composer does that. You can brainstorm, you can do all these things, but without the discipline of actually bringing it to fruition, bringing it to closure until you create something, that's what makes a composer great. Well, that's what makes a composer, first of all. That's a skill for life right there, that it's so, so important to do that in every aspect of life.
I know at the USC Thornton School of Music, in order to be accepted as a composition major, you have to be extremely academically oriented. And I remember when I first found that out, I was quite intrigued by that.
Yeah. Well, with composers, when you hear so much about musicians are good in math, I really think it comes down to the composers who make that myth, because they are so, first of all, many are very good in math, but they're also, yes, academically extremely, extremely competent. Not that other musicians aren't, but it really is a unique breed there. One of our composition faculty members, actually, who's very well known, his undergraduate degree was in math. And so that's how close that tie-in is. So there is definitely some carryover there.
Organizational skills. Yeah,
absolutely.
And discipline,
yeah,
as you say.
Yeah, yeah. And the rest of the musicians, what they say, 3 out of 2 musicians are bad at math.
All right. Well, Rodney, thank you for the great question. And thank you, Dean Robb, for answering it.
Thank you.